For some, if not many of us, Thanksgiving Day just wouldn't be the same without, well, not just the turkey and the pie, but also wine.
You're talking my language. So it's a good thing syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg is here to talk about Thanksgiving wines. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Hillary. Hey, Sean.
So why not have a little sparkling wine like a Chenin Blanc with dinner?
Yeah, you know, it's all about versatility, right? You got so much stuff on the table, competing for space on the table and, you know, flavors on your palate. So what we're really going to be talking about today, versatile wines like the non-vintage Jean-Marc Gillet Domaine de la Roulettière. Okay, now this is from Vouvray. It's a Brut, so it's going to be mostly dry. It's, again, made from Chenin Blanc in the Loire Valley, which is, you know, really well known for the Chenin Blanc. I really like this. It's a different, you know, say from a Champagne or a Prosecco. What I really like it are just the scents of toasted bread, ripe pear, white peaches, a little bit of roasted almond on the nose. I really like that. And you get these medium-sized bubbles. They just carry a little lemon meringue, crisp apple, and nectarine flavors. What's not to love about that? And what I really love is not only how versatile this wine is, $20.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, not a bad way to get the party started.
Yeah. Well, now you have a dry Riesling that you call the turkey's best friend. Explain.
I absolutely agree. I think Riesling is a great selection for Thanksgiving because that abundant acidity is going to keep your palate refreshed and between bites and between different flavors, right? So you're switching from cranberry to turkey and all that stuff. So let's go with the 2011 Heimberger Riesling Ville Vigne. That means from old vines. This is from the Alsace region of France. Again, dry Riesling, not sweet, so don't think sweet. Concentrated flavors of zesty pear, a little white flour, wet stone undertones throughout the palate, but it's really crisp, and that acidity just keeps you refreshed. Sip after sip, $15.
Ooh.
Yeah, buy a bunch.
Is there a certain type of wine that goes well with white and dark turkey meat?
There is. I'm a big fan of Pinot Noir. Again, versatility is the name of the game, and you got white meat, dark meat, and I think Pinot Noir plays well with both. 2012 Barrique Cellars Pinot Noir. Now, this is from Sonoma County, California. Perfumey, strawberry, raspberry, plum scents on that nose. Love it. And then it's got a bigger feel in the mouth thanks to the fruit-driven flavors of red cherry, a little dark plum, a little black raspberry. Get a little note of black pepper and clove on the finish, which I think is kind of interesting in this wine. And I think it's perfect pairing with turkey, or if, you know, you have ham on your table, even better, $25.
Okay, final 30 seconds. We want to take a little detour here and talk about hard cider.
Yeah, right.
You've got something for us on that.
Just real quick, yeah, there's a kind of a cider movement going on here in Virginia, and I was lucky enough to try the Potter's Craft Farmhouse Dry Cider. It's made from locally grown Virginia wine sap and Albemarle Pippin apples, fermented to complete dryness, but it's sort of got this sweet undertone, and again, a little spritzy in there, so it gives you that kind of refreshing feel. I really like it. I think it's going to be a really fun beverage to have during Thanksgiving, a great compliment. And $11, so what's not to love?
All right, thank you. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.